We'll begin this morning with a sitting. Today, I'll add a few reflections on the exploration of attitude. Arriving with yourself, being with yourself, and remembering that relaxation supports this natural capacity we have to be aware in the present moment. Be aware of what's happening as it's happening. So allowing, supporting, inviting the body to relax. Maybe the whole body can relax. Perhaps the invitation to relax might be useful. Just dropping in that invitation. Maybe the body can relax. And seeing how the body and mind respond to that invitation. Maybe there can be a softening more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And perhaps the mind can relax. If it's helpful, maybe the analogy of the brain is a muscle, and maybe the brain can relax. in exploring and inviting relaxation. Awareness is present with that exploration. Perhaps there can be a opening to a recognition that awareness is already happening. Aware, already aware, perhaps. Acknowledging that. And opening to what is already known by awareness. It's already happening, already obvious. Receiving experience, what is obvious will probably change. Sometimes the mind will linger with one experience for a little while, and then the attention will shift to a different experience. Sometimes it feels like the attention shifts, and sometimes it feels simply like something arises. Something new arises. There's different qualities of how our mind works in recognized with awareness. What's obvious? Sometimes the experience that happens moment to moment will change kind of quickly. We don't have to look for detail about the experiences as they shift and change. Just aware of the experiences as they arise. Another experience, perhaps. We can let mindfulness do the work of recognizing whatever aspects of the experience are most relevant in the moment. Are you aware? aware of what is happening in the body, in the mind. Body sensations, sounds, emotions, thoughts, feelings. Maybe even scents or tastes. Allowing the full range of experience of body and mind. The full range of experience of this human. This human being sitting here, aware, receiving. And can we open to the possibility of allowing, not rejecting, not holding on to, simply allowing the experience to follow its nature, follow its natural course, arising, persisting, and passing away as it will. This attitude of allowing the attitude of ease, with whatever is happening. This is wise attitude. An attitude that supports the growth of wisdom, the understanding that begins to help the mind let go of greed, aversion, confusion, delusion. So we incline towards wise attitude, holding the possibility of allowing. Are you aware? What is obvious? The experience that's happening. The objects of experience, the what of experience. That's not so important. That can be anything. How we are with what is happening. That's where the pathway to freedom lies, pathway to growth of wisdom. And so it's useful to check in and see if there's a how we're relating to experience that's kind of behind the scenes, not clearly known or hidden in our habitual way of relating. And so from time to time, how am I with the experience? Perhaps a wanting something to happen, a pulling towards, a leaning to, or a wanting to get rid of something, a pushing away, aversion, avoidance. Or maybe confusion, a belief, a disconnection, or maybe an okayness. Opening to this question of what's the attitude? If we see or recognize an attitude that hasn't been seen and now is seen, we may also become aware in that moment of how that attitude had been affecting us in a bigger way. How it felt in the body, what the flavor of the mind is, thoughts that might have been related to it, if we do notice or become aware, more clearly aware of an attitude in checking in, asking that question. There's no need to focus on anything in particular. The instruction when we notice an attitude is to stay open, to keep receiving what's here. Having had the attitude become obvious or actually become a part of experience, it may open the awareness to see things that were happening but weren't consciously recognized. And so the exploration of staying open, sometimes to me, it feels like keeping a broad awareness. What's here with the attitude? It may come also with one of those kind of diffuse Northern Lights kinds of states or experiences. And it may come with some very specific sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Just notice, just keep noticing. Having seen or recognized an attitude, what's obvious now? Practice is really simple. Very little to do, just connecting with awareness, recognizing what's obvious. And the more we get familiar with recognizing the awareness, the more that takes care of noticing what's obvious. Awareness will notice what's happening with it as we step out of the way. And from time to time, checking in about the relationship. What's the relationship to experience? And over time, this too, this checking the attitude, can become more a natural part. As the mind begins to understand the value of checking in to the attitude, it begins to happen more naturally, more organically, with the awareness. Simple practice. Are you aware? Or maybe already aware? Experience already known. Sometimes, a little ways into the meditation, the mind starts to drift and lose touch with mindfulness a little bit or a lot. Sometimes this drifting is part of the relaxation of the mind, and the loss of awareness is an unfamiliarity with being with that relaxation of mind. And so if you notice a drifty quality, you wake up into a floaty, drifty kind of experience, that is the experience to recognize. It may have a quality of spaciousness, floating. It may feel relaxed or pleasant. And there can be an attitude that it's wrong or not what's supposed to be happening. It's just what's happening. So notice any attitude connected with recognizing this quality. And seeing if there can be a connection to what's actually here. It may have that very diffuse Northern Lights kind of feeling. Curiosity, what's this?